Hey everyone, welcome back to Brazilian Hotties. If this is your first time here, I want you to get comfortable because the stories we tell on this channel aren't the polished Instagram version of life abroad. They're raw, they're real, and sometimes they're painful as hell. Today's story is about a man named Paul Mitchell, a 62-year-old retired postal worker from Denver, Colorado, who did what a lot of people dream about but never actually do. He cashed out his entire pension, bought a one-way ticket to Rio de Janeiro, and decided to start his life over in paradise. He thought he'd found freedom, romance, and a second chance at happiness with a woman half his age. 6 months later, he was sleeping under the stars at Copacabana Beach, but not by choice. His money was gone. His girlfriend had vanished. And all he had left was a backpack, a broken phone, and the sound of waves that used to mean freedom, but now just reminded him how far he'd fallen. Before we get into it, drop a comment and let me know where you're watching from, and if you've ever taken a leap like this, or know someone who has, I want to hear about it. Because Paul's story might sound extreme, but I promise you, it's more common than you think. All right, here's Paul's story, in his own words. This is what he sent us. I guess I should start by telling you who I was before all this happened, because that matters. That version of me feels like a stranger now, but he's the guy who made all the decisions that led me here. So you need to know him. My name is Paul Mitchell. I'm 62 years old, originally from a small town outside Pittsburgh, but I spent the last 38 years of my life in Denver, working for the United States Postal Service. I was a mail sorter, not a carrier, not a supervisor, just a guy who stood in a warehouse and made sure letters got to the right place. It's not glamorous work, but it was steady. And steady was what I needed after my 20s were a mess of bad jobs and worse decisions. I got married when I was 32 to a woman named Linda. She was a nurse, practical and kind, the type of person who always had a plan. We had one daughter, Jessica, who's 30 now and living in Fort Collins with her husband and two kids. The marriage was fine for a long time. Not passionate, not the stuff of movies, but fine. We had routines. Friday nights, we'd order Chinese food and watch whatever was on TV. Saturdays, I'd mow the lawn and she'd do the grocery shopping. Sundays, we'd visit her parents until they passed. And then Sundays just became another day where we ran out of things to say to each other. When Jessica went to college, the house got quiet. Too quiet. We realized we'd been holding the marriage together for her. And without her there, we were just two people who happened to live in the same place. We divorced when I was 55. It was amicable. No screaming, no lawyers, fighting over assets. We split everything down the middle, sold the house, and went our separate ways. She moved to Arizona to be near her sister. I stayed in Denver and rented a studio apartment near the warehouse.